Welcome to the show, After Buzzers. We are discussing season 5, episode 6, Pretty Hurts, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. It's crazy. Lyrica, maybe Preggers by A1 or Safari. Rockstar is back in business with the mother and daughter duo. And Parrish, she should be a private eye. So stay tuned while we dish all of that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay. So this is ASAP Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay, ASAP, let's see what they come back. Hey.
Okay. We try to always have the latest, you know, hit, you know, what y'all feel about this out there listening right now. So tell us if you're feeling this. How y'all feel about it?
I'm feeling this.
I'm actually feeling it. Yeah. To be honest, like him and Travis Scott kind of like remind me of each other. Their sound kind of sounds the same.
Yeah.
I love ASAP Rocky though. I'm like, okay, see you making a comeback.
Yeah, they're back and we're back. And we're talking this episode, which is so crazy, Pretty Hurts. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I can't forget Mama Girls.
Hey, I'm DJ. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, yes, on this lovely Tuesday evening, I'm Kayla Renee.
All right, Kayla and DJ, what are your overall thoughts about this episode?
Girl, the drama gets more and more messier by the episode.
I'm finding it harder and harder to wrap my head around all the drama that's happening. Like, I don't even know where to begin, but oh my gosh, Rockstar, I can't stand this guy. Oh. I cannot.
Let's vote him off.
I was totally entertained, but the one thing that stood out to me was that small one-bedroom apartment gym. I didn't understand how her gym was that small. But we'll talk about that later.
You talking about Akbar's new wife?
One of them.
Chewbacca.
Sorry, Chewbacca. But let's get into Kimberly opens up the show with her doctor office visit with Moniece. She's, you know, holding her friend down. She's there for her, you know, support system. It's kind of like, I guess, something that needs to be talked about because she had surgery because she wants to enhance her body and it's giving her health complications. So have you guys ever thought about, like, having some kind of surgery? Well, you know.
No. And I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like every woman, it's a common thing that we're, you know, we have some insecurities about our bodies and stuff. You know, I could use bigger boobs or a bigger butt, but I...
You're perfect just the way you are, DJ.
No, but I think, you know, what I like about K. Michelle, about her opening up about her surgery and stuff, like, she's being totally real and, you know... We go through that pressure as young women to better ourselves, like physically and all that. So, you know, I do respect her, like being open and honest about it because a lot of women go through that struggle. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I do like her message about just, you know, being happy with, you know, your imperfections, you know?
I'm kind of on the fence. Only because when I don't know if it was the edits, y'all, or not. Like, I'm sure people gonna get at me in the comments, but I'm like, K. Michelle's tears, I just didn't see them. They were just non-existent. So she was boo-hooing, and I was like, where are the tears at? Like, I didn't know if it was her insides crying or if she was crying. I don't know, but I was just like,
she's all cried out.
I guess so, but I'm just like, the whole butt implants thing is like, it's kind of common now. Like, it's so many like horror stories of like girls who, like, you know, their butts have turned like completely black and it's like the injections have spread to like their body and like other body parts have to get like amputated and stuff like that. So it's like super scary. And I'm glad that I haven't had to gone through that. But I mean, it's a personal thing. I've always thought about like making my butt a little rounder, but I'm like, I was actually blessed back there. So I'm like, not too much, you know what I mean? But just a little rounder. But I was like, nah, the whole shots and injections thing didn't ever, like, it never sounded right to me. I was like, I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you can always do squats too. And thank God and my mama, because I'm blessed with it naturally. Thank you. I don't think it's worth it though. Like, I have thought about it. Like, when I was younger, I thought about like boobs, but then I was like, you know what? My boobs are okay. You know, like,
the thought of needles and injections does like kind of like, it freaks me out.
I don't even like regular surgery. So I'm just like, what? Like, cosmetic thing? You know what I mean? Yeah. That was just weird. And it's like, I've known actually a couple of girls, like going to like different events and stuff. I've actually seen a girl who had like one of those like baby boppy pillow things that go around your waist that you can kind of support the baby on. She had one of those at like Amigos event at Dash Radio, and I was like, oh, what's that for? And she like explained that she had just came back from Dr. Miami and that she couldn't actually sit like on her butt, so she had to sit on like a padded thing. And I was like, oh, okay,
wow. Okay,
like,
y'all. I'm like, it's too, like, much. Too much. That's not worth it. And first it's of all, right. Stay at home and recover. Why are you at Migos even doing this? Yes. Like, I don't understand. Stay home, you get your booty done, yes, let it get right, like, and then come out.
At least try to pretend like we didn't know. Like, now
or
we
stand
know your
up
secret.
Or something. I don't know. So that was strange. Okay, Apple Watch and Lyrica, they're becoming fast friends. Because at first she was like, "Who is this? Dancing for my man." Now she's taking lessons. Like,
right? I might have to call Apple too. That class was kind of fun. I'm like, let me do the little booty twerk.
It was
on the
like
floor,
a
twerk
going on the floor. Mm-hmm. I need to try that. Is that sexy though? I didn't think that was sexy.
I don't know. It could probably look a little different depending on who doing it.
Like, if I was doing it,
I know. I'm like,
awkward.
If I was doing it, I imagine it was just gonna look awkward. I'd be like, nah, because they made it look really legit. And I was like, no, for me, it probably would not look like that.
I don't know. I need some lessons too, Apple, but I think it's smart. I mean, you saw your man kind of like looking at it, throwing money at it. So he's like, oh, let me learn from you. Let me figure this out so I can keep him at home and keep him, you know, giving me the goods, because he's been very scarce with it, you know, says everybody in the family. Yeah.
And the streets.
Says the streets. The streets are talking.
Okay.
So what do you think about her becoming such fast friends with Apple? Like,
once again, I give another point to Apple in my book. Mm-hmm. I'm like, once again, another episode, she didn't came through with the loyalty. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, you call her Lyrica and her, like, hooked up or whatever, did the little class. And now she's still like, okay, we need to get you in A1 back to a good space. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She wasn't trying to be nosy, trying to dive into all of their business. She's just like, no, we just need to figure out, because you guys are like a couple and you guys are madly in love. And so you guys need to figure it out. So I was like, okay, Apple, yeah. Yes.
Apple
ahead,
has
girl.
Really
she
great
broke down
intentions.
Talking about her dad, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has great intentions.
Wait till season 6, though. I think, I'm just playing Apple.
They're
I like
turn her up, I know.
But they got into a conversation about she was going to meet up with her dad again, and then Lyrica speaks about her not meeting her father. And so, you know, that kind of hit home for me because I was a little older when I met my father, too, but it was, you know, just sad that so many families have, you know, that abandonment issue with the kids and how it affects us, you know, generationally, you know, like it's, I don't know.
I felt for her. Like, what I did like about, like you said, I love Apple every episode more and more and more. But, you know, as you get to know her, you know, her realness a lot more this episode, I like that she opened up about her dad and stuff. Like, because, a lot of people go through those issues. And it is sad. It is sad. I do feel for her. So I definitely do have, like, a lot more respect for her. The fact that she, you know, even though she is going through those struggles of, you know, the abandonment, she's still willing to move forward exactly with him, which
and
I
think that's what it's about. Like, you know, never know what your parent was going through at a younger age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want to hold it against them unless they were, like, doing something abusive to you or something like that. So you kind of want to move forward because that's a part of you, like your family, that you need to know. Mm-hmm. And if they're willing to come together now, I think it'll be beautiful if they can work it out.
I wonder how those situations kind of play out. Like, one, I've kind of been fortunate to have, like, both parents in my life. But at the same time, I think if I was in Apple's shoes, I kind of would feel the same way she did. You know what I mean? It's like, what? You done went on to have a whole nother life. And you have about 3-4 other kids. And it's like, I was in a whole system. Like, you know what I mean? Pretty much growing up. I'm in my 30s, almost 40 now. I got 2 kids. I'm pretty much living in, like, the slums of LA. You know what I mean? Where are you living at, Dad? You know what I mean? And it's like, are you going to help out now? Or, like, what is this going to be? Are we going to be playing games? Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. But I kind of feel for her. I want to see how their relationship plans out. Because, you know, we kind of seen the same thing with Keisha Cole and her dad. Mm-hmm. And they ended up having, like, a good relationship. And I think still continued even after the show. So we'll see. Hopefully. I wish them the best, though.
Yeah, I wish them the best. And then we get into Tiara doing some leg lifts.
You know what?
Showing that booty off.
Oh, gosh.
Did she get booty shots? Or is that booty been there?
I think she did get her body done.
Really?
Yeah, I think she last did. Season. I know she got lipo in her stomach area.
Yeah, because she was bigger.
She was. Yeah.
Okay.
She probably got it filled in to sculpt a little bit, but I don't know if she like completely had like a whole Dr. Miami task, but yeah, she probably got it filled out too.
Well, it makes sense if you take the fat out your stomach. That's what you're supposed to do: put it in your booty and make it bigger because it did look a little plumper. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't them legless she squats. Was doing. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. It might be Akbar. He's a personal trainer. He's a producer.
Why
I
was mean, that scene like so quick? That's what it was like 30 seconds, right? Wasn't it? It was like them doing a little kiss, and the next thing you know, it was like, oh, next.
Thought they were going to have a whole conversation, you know, reveal some new details. I'm like, oh, that's it? Okay, they're just doing squats? Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, thanks to him, she has new music. He's, like, helping her life out. I mean, I don't know. She's giving him all the credit, but I think she should take credit because she's the one who went through the rehab. She's the one who got the help. You know, it was kind of forced upon her, but she went through it, and she's trying to continue on with her journey. Mm-hmm. And she's thinking that she has someone good in her corner. I don't know.
I mean, he could be good if you like the whole sister wives idea.
Let's move on fast like they did on the show. Bridget and Brooke at the beauty shop.
The ghetto.
Oh, gosh.
Why so, you know, they always talking mess in the beauty shop. And Brooke and Bridget and then Paris shows up late.
Why does that scene feel so staged? Didn't it just
Paris
look like
had her makeup and hair done already?
And then they just came in. She sat down to do it again?
Like,
I think the hairstylist sat down to straighten her leave out. That's it left. That, like, whatever the top part was, they just kind of flattened and ironed it to make it a little straighter. But it was like, Brooke's hair was already curled and wavy, and then the girl was in the back trying to wand it out, trying to make more curls. And then I think Bridget was the only one who looked like she was getting her hair done.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Because, you know, it's fake when you're in the beauty shop. Everybody's talking. Everybody is chiming in on the gossip. So, you know, when the hairstylists are silent, you know it's
fake. The beauticians were extras. Yeah.
Right.
Because it was like,
right.
They didn't have nothing to say with all that drama that was going on.
They didn't even know how to curl hair.
Okay. If Brooke would have told me that whole plan, I would have been like, girl, what? Like, doing her hair. Like, what you say? You about to do what? Right. That was, I don't know how good of an idea this is going to be.
I don't know. Brooke, so Paris tells us about the girl that she met, and then Brooke says she met a whole nother chick, and so yeah, that's why I said Paris should be a private eye, because she's finding all the clues, the blues clues out here. But I mean, is she going too far, like meddling into this situation? Because to me, I kind of feel like Tierra knows. Like, not necessarily that he's married, but he might got some other stuff going on. Yeah. But she's like, as long as I got my G-Wagon, my apartment rent paid for, and my studio time paid for, I don't, and a personal trainer and some D.
I agree 100%.
I'm good.
I agree 100%. I think like, that's what it is.
Everybody's cup of tea ain't made for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, that whole scenario, it couldn't be me. It could never be me. But I don't know. Because that personal trainer was dishing out, like, it's between the wife and the trainer dishing out so many things about this whole triangle, circle, square relationship that they have going on. It's like, all three of them are aware of it, but Tierra is supposed to be the one who doesn't know. Mm. It's like, no, I don't know, because Paris, call me, because I'm like, I might need you for some situations, but it's just like, her being so invested in it, I don't know how this is going to go. Because it's like, we're going to see it, you know, next episode we'll get into that with predictions. But it's just like, clearly these people are comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of trying to come in and it's just like, they don't really care for you to be there.
Well, we're kind of jumping ahead. But what I think it is that's his game. Like, he gets you the car. He treats you all nice. Looks at you in the green eyes. You know, treats you good. Wines and dines you. And then it's like, well, is this what you want? You know, I got another woman, but, you know.
I told y'all he was no good.
I knew from the start.
It's the eyes.
It's definitely. I don't trust the light skins with green eyes. Like, no, he was definitely. And now he out here having sister wives. No.
But I'm saying, once he treats you so good, it's like harder to let go versus if he tells you in the beginning, like, I got two chicks. Is you down or what?
That'd be different.
Then you'll walk away. But if he's doing all these things and you're attached to him, and then now it's like, well, this is Sally Sue and this is Betty Boo. We're going to be living happily ever after. You're more inclined to be like, you know what? I'm still living good. So, you know, it's a lot of women out here that are living that life. So, I don't know.
Right. She was spilling the beans, though. The personal trainer girlfriend, like, she's
Chewbacca?
Like, what? She's living in our apartment and we driving
gonna get into
our
that.
Cars.
We going to get into that, y'all. We got to get into A1 video with Marcus. So, why does A1 have a video? Have we heard the song?
Why does Marcus even show up?
What does Marcus do? Is he Marcus,
like, I don't know what Marcus does. I think he's just Brooke's boyfriend at this point, because I have no idea but what his career choice is.
He got the whole, like, expensive room for the Astacia girl.
Well, because he used to be the game sidekick, so it's like he probably, I don't know, he used to have money probably rolling with him, but then now that the game is kind of on a decline, so was his job, and I guess Marcus is on Love and Hip Hop now.
So he admitted again that he likes Brooks crazy, so he's willing to, you know, go ahead and go through with the proposal. So we don't know how he's going to get the ring back to do it, but maybe he'll say something like, get it sized or get it cleaned, maybe that'll help.
Wait, did y'all catch? I don't even think the next step is marriage. I think the next step is sex.
Oh.
Because he was, like, planning it out, and he was like, yeah, Brooke is talking about doing this little getaway trip, and then, you know, that night she may actually just give up the little goodies.
I think Brooke is setting up that trip so that he does propose to her.
Ah.
I think that's what's kind of going to happen, but he's thinking that it's just sex, but, you know, she's thinking, like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we know what it's going to be. Like,
but, you know.
So if he proposes, let's just say he wants to, because he kind of sounds like he does want to, and he bought a ring. Should she give up the cookie, or should she just go ahead and wait till marriage? Because I'm like, you waited this time, he's proposed, don't give it up now, go to
might as well wait till marriage. But it's like, I don't know, I just don't, I really cannot stand people who swear like they're just like Mary and Joseph, and they're just holier than thou, and oh my God, I'm just gonna save it until marriage. Like, you had a whole kid already, sis. The box has already been used, and like, it's ran through its course a little bit. So it's like, probably like, don't really, like, I don't know, saving it for marriage, it doesn't really apply for this.
Well,
like,
I am celibate, you know.
But you don't have kids.
I don't have kids. It's okay. But, you know, I've had some before. And
where you had what before?
Some sex.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, you had kids before me? I didn't know where this was going. Sorry.
So
it's okay. When you don't have kids, I feel like your wholeness can get deleted, like Dre.
But I ain't saying I'm just saying I'm celibate now, and I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know if I'm gonna wait till marriage. I just don't know what to do.
I mean, I think what she's doing is, I feel like she feels really serious about Marcus. Like, he's, like, the one that she sees herself, like, for real, like, the rest of her life with. So, I think if she's maybe at that point, she really just wants to take that relationship serious and maybe just, you know, hold off. And, you know, I mean, I think it kind of worked because, you know, he's ready to move on to that next step because he's waited this long. So,
but he was supplying his vitamin D to Stassi. So at the end of the day,
he still wants her.
Yeah, that's true. But see, that's where it gets tricky, because if you give your man a free reign to do that, and then he comes up with the STD, comes up with the baby, then it's kind of like, I don't want to marry you now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, either we're both going to be celibate, or I don't know how it's going to work, because I don't need those problems. I don't need to be stepmama. Because I'm not that friendly like that.
I'd be thinking about the same thing, girl. I'm like, I don't know. It's rough.
So Rockstar's back. Oh. And he's talking to Amber Diamond, who
he makes my skin crawl.
Used to be Cisco's little side
piece. I'm mad because I was excited. I was like, okay, we got a new cast member. And then she was like, you may know me from dating Cisco. And I was just like,
we don't know you, sis, but thanks for reminding us, because I didn't know who she was.
It was a Mariah Carey moment. Like, I don't know her.
But does that mean that she has beef with Tierra? Because remember that girl who that was dating Cisco, they were fighting over Cisco.
Yes, they got into it at the clothing store.
So you think her her and Tierra have squashed it, or?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Because I think how that ended was still, like, because Tierra got in the car, and then Cisco was still trying to be, like, talking to her. I remember Amber was like, you still out there talking to her? Like, you know what I mean? So that ended on a bad note, and I don't even think it picked up after that, so... And I don't know. It still may be some saltiness in the air between them two. Their paths are going to definitely cross, though.
I don't know, because I feel like she has a new man. We don't know if it's going to last. But it's like, are you still going to be holding that grudge from your old man? Or are you going to be like, girl, I got a new man now. Like, let's squash that.
She should, but it's like, I just feel so bad for Tierra, because literally every guy that we've seen her date on TV has turned out to be either a dirtbag or literally do her, like, so dirty. And it's like, this situation, we're kind of seeing it, like, it's kind of embarrassing for her. Like, I'm feeling embarrassed, like, just watching it, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, if you cross this girl's path, I would be like, oh, I'm in a better place now, you know what I mean? I wouldn't care, but Because you really can't say nothing because your man ain't this, like, this man ain't good either. So yeah. It's like, you can't be parading him around. Like,
I think Tierra should have been in a meeting with Lyrica and Apple Watts when they were talking about their parents, their dads not being there. Because I think that may be the issue, like, with her picking a bad, the bad guys, because her dad wasn't there. I think she has a song about that, too.
I had no daddy around when I was growing up. She said that's why she wild and she don't give a
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just, that kind of issue. So maybe she should link up with them. Back to Rockstar. So they meet and Amber says that she did research and her mom said they did research on Rockstar. But I did the same research. I mean, he did work with Chris Brown and he did some, things. But they could have found someone else to get that 40 bands to. I'm saying, like,
20. She took out the 20 bands. Like, it was, who cares?
No, she said she's going to give them 20 now and 20 later.
After the song, yeah.
Well, so why did
honest, I just felt like that was so classless. Yeah. When you're in like Applebee's bar or something like that. Like, I didn't know where it was at, like, I don't know, tequila on like Hollywood Boulevard or something, and then you just pulling out 20 racks out of your purse, like, oh, this is for you. We did our research. You better make my daughter into a star. But it was like, sis, little do you know, he was looking at your daughter's goodies and assets. Mm-hmm. Assets. More than he was like paying attention to the vocals. And I guess you'll see that at the reunion.
Yeah, he was not going into this meeting just thinking about business at all. Obviously.
Showing up was definitely a huge for him, because he was like, oh no.
First of all, I would pay him through PayPal, make sure I could get a refund. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know about his skills. I mean, I need to hear some recent stuff. And he says he can put the sauce on anything, but we'll see about that. The thing about it is, what does her mom do? How does she have so much money to, like, pull out cash like that?
I guess she's a momager, but I don't know. Somebody said, I think in our comments, they were saying that they were on, like, a WeTV, like, Fix My Mom type of reality show.
Fix My Mom?
I will have to Google that, but...
Does that pay well?
Maybe it was some, like, reality TV money. I don't know what else they've been on. She had a couple checks from Love & Hip Hop New York, so maybe they
saved
that.
Was she on there a long time?
She was on, like, one or two episodes, but it's, like, how many thousands of dollars are they getting paid for an episode or two,
Like,
$1,500. Oh, look.
Especially if you're, like, the lower scale, like, Amber versus Jocelyn. Jocelyn's getting way more than that, but, like, the lower on the totem pole, the lower you're paid. Mm-hmm. Somebody on there getting paid $500, we don't know. But let's get into Apple and her dad. So they finally meet up again and talk about, what happened, actually. And do y'all believe him?
I don't know. I really do feel like it was messed up what he did. Like, he raised, four other kids and then just left her behind, like, never reached out at all. And he's trying to put the blame on her mom.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can really believe that, because he really could have made an effort. He could have tried to show up. Like, she would have remembered that, oh, my dad was trying to get me, like, right in front of the house or wherever they were.
Did he know that her mom had a baby, though?
He said no. She knew he knew that she existed, because I guess she was there for like I think he left when she was like a toddler.
Okay.
Because she at least knew that her dad was in the home, and then he ended up getting his stuff and leaving. But I don't know. I'm still just kind of like, that. It's so many unanswered questions.
Oh, he just didn't know that she was in foster care. So he didn't.
He said he didn't know. He didn't know that she
was in foster care. Yeah, so he wasn't checking in, and I think that's wrong. Right. That's wrong. But, I mean, guys, I feel like they don't have the same attachment to their kids because they don't carry the kid. What I mean? So, yeah, he's wrong. But shout out to him for offering to pay for therapy. Right. Shout out to them for, communicating with each other and agreeing to go together. So hopefully that ends well. So Kimberly and Monice, they get back together again.
I had to skip that part, to be honest.
Yeah.
I like, once again, I'm like, funerals and surgeries and stuff, I can't see that on TV. Like, I really don't care to watch it.
I know,
like,
but literally they should show the scar.
In the actual surgery room, like, I don't know any doctor that would be like, we allow cameras.
Yeah, like, it was the whole camera. I closed my eyes. I didn't watch it.
Like, the whole cameras and stuff in there, I just don't even think that's right, to be honest.
But when she showed the scar, and she's like, it's going to be there for life. And I'm just like, what is it? I'm so sad for her.
Y'all, TLC made that song early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, about Unpretty. Like, pretty, that was that song. Like, you can fix your hair if it won't grow, y'all.
Or Beyonce's so, Pretty Hurts.
Yeah. So we got to get into this. Lyrica A1, the family fight. Like, they had some great news. And then it was like...
Lloyd decided to ruin it. Went, it
was just so quickly.
I don't know what happened. It was just like, when Lyrica walked in, it was like, what you doing here? I thought, where's the divorce? Mm. Like, to me, I'm like, why are y'all so pressed on them getting a divorce? I understand you don't like the girl, but is she stopping your money? That's the only thing I can think of. Like, I feel like A1 must have been getting some money before he got married or something and was helping him out. And then when he got married or got more into Lyrica, he probably started spending more on her, you know, and so he probably fell back on that. So I don't understand why they're so mad.
That's probably exactly what it was, because I think it was like, one, his mom was already like, it's the like, once you got with Lyrica, you changed, like, your personality changed, and then it was like, once you got to Hollywood, you started acting like you were just famous and couldn't deal with nobody. So yeah, he probably was the sole breadwinner for the family, kind of helping everybody out, huge, like, family man, and once he got with Lyrica, it kind of changed, because now he's, like, a relationship man, you know what I mean? Trying to be a family man, trying to be a husband, all of that good stuff. So it's like, yeah, his family probably was just like, oh, you're just gonna leave us in the dirt. But it's like, everybody gotta grow up and flap their wings. Like, what is the mom doing? What is Lloyd doing?
Ooh, that wig, y'all? Girl.
Oh my God. We got
now, y'all talked about my wig last week, and I don't look like that, okay? Pam, what's you need to go, we can go shopping together.
The faux crochet locks in a wig that was like the color of ketchup. I don't. And then it was like her eyebrows didn't even match. So it was just like, it was just a horrible scene. Then you have Patrice with this like navy blue, dark, long wig that was just, I don't know. And she's still just itching for her 15 seconds of fame.
Mm-hmm. So back up when Lyrica told A1 that she was preggers. Mm-hmm. She finally looks him in the eye. He believes her. Like,
why didn't she do that in the beginning?
She said that's all he wanted.
She said her hormones are out of whack because she's pregnant, and she didn't know that she was pregnant.
No, Lyrica. That sounds a little sketchy, but...
We're going to find out next week, though. Some fire going to pop up.
I didn't know that people was just like, you could just look somebody in their eyes and just be like, oh my God, I believe you. I was just waiting for the truth to come out this whole entire time. That's all you had to do was look me in the eyes and tell me.
I think the pregnancy test kind of helped win him over, because he's like, oh, I'm going to be a dad now.
She we definitely played that well.
We don't even
know what
child
is
his.
Ooh. Whoa. Dang, wow.
We don't know.
I mean, the timeline doesn't really add up. So.
Well,
we're going to have to see.
We are going to have to see. And that's why you can't discuss those kind of issues with your friends and family, because that's why they're acting like that to Lyrica, because you dishing all the dirt, and then now you making up, and now they want to fight her. And now you looking like... Where's the food? You know, like, why is it flying around us? You know.
Then Lyrica G show up.
She'd even sit down.
She
like,
just looked just... like, I think my mom would probably be looking the same way if, like, we came somewhere and, like, everybody's, like, at me, you know what I mean? Like, you did this, and you, because of you, and da-da-da-da. She was looking like, what's going on here? And next thing you know, Patrice is like, well, your daughter, ask your daughter, and all type of extra.
She stood up, like, why are you standing up? And then that's when everything just, like, escalated. Like, yeah. Really?
You know, they gonna fight. They fought at the picnic last year, so.
She done threw cake batter on her own.
They need to just start a group chat and then tell people the news in the group chat, because in person is bad.
This whole family story.
It's horrible.
What was more horrible was Amber singing in a studio.
Oh, no.
That voice was cringeworthy, y'all. I was just like, oh, what is going on here?
But Rockstar's reaction.
Oh, he's so corny.
He's
oh
like,
my
we're
going
to put magic on tragic.
Amber, oh my God, can you just tell my mom, because my mom doesn't think I can actually sing.
So and why did she spend 20 bands? That's a lot of money. I could use
that. He said for 20 bands, I will act like this girl is the next J-Lo and just give her the track that she needs.
He compared her to Mariah and Whitney. Like, really?
Oh my goodness. He said he's losing it himself, because he was like, I got to reevaluate my life. You didn't fell off, Rockstar. You didn't definitely need to do some more networking or get back on somebody's good side, because this is not it, boo.
But Amber was too much. She was spilling all her like family business and stuff to like Rockstar. So I'm like, like, y'all, I don't know what is up with these, like, women and trying to, like, spill the family beans to, like, people y'all barely even know.
Especially somebody messy like him. Like, you can immediately tell messy. He's messy. Mm-hmm. Like, you can immediately, like, the way he talks, not talking. Yeah.
He has scammer, con artist demeanor, and I just can't.
I can't stand the way he talks.
He's a typical Hollywood dude. Talk about you while you're in a booth and you can't hear him, and then you come out.
You can't hear me, huh? Like, oh my God. I was like, oh my.
And then when you come out, you sound like Mariah. Stop being fake. Right. Be real out here in these streets. Because when they see the tape roll back, her mama, she look kind of hood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she look kind of hood.
She came out ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is business and business only. I'm letting you know there ain't nothing else happening.
So when she see this tape roll back, she's going to definitely probably call the OGs and have them go handle
that. Reunion show, child.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait.
So Brooke and her plans, her crazy plans, trying to get this dress. I hope it works out for her. But then the infamous gym scene. The gym that looks like a one-bedroom apartment.
That gym was so small. That was a studio apartment. Because I was like, whoa, how many weights is in here?
I was like, where's the rest of it? Like,
is she giving out free Jamba Juice for workouts?
Yeah. It
was girl, like Paris, she did 2 pull-ups and then was like, okay, give me the tea, sis. Who is your man?
She did step-ups on that little box. She like tried to step up and she
was like, she laid down steps. Doing something like this.
Oh, like, I don't even remember. I feel like I see her trying to do the step-ups, and she was like, so how long has this been your gym? Like, Paris is the ultimate, like,
finesse queen. Yes.
Like, finesse real good.
She gonna get the info out you. So she gets it, and then Nikki shows up, and Chewbacca, I mean, what's her name?
I want to call her Angelica for some reason.
Angelica Sweaty.
Doesn't she look like an Angelica with like a K though? Like a what's that thing called? Like Swedish, like... Doesn't she look like one of those, like, overseas type of women, like Sweden?
She's from somewhere. We're going to find out. Hopefully she comes. No, I don't know if I want to meet her. I'm scared of her. Like, she looks kind of scary. Yeah. She looks like she'll beat us up when we talk about her.
Her arms are just like,
yeah. I don't even want her to train me because I don't want to look like that. So she almost wants to fight Nikki and Paris.
Because she came in here like, what is this? Like, what's going on? And she was like, well, we just came to find out because my friend is actually dealing with you guys or whatever. And she was like, of course she is. Like, we give her cars and apartments and food and money and all type of other stuff. And they're like, what? Like, but I'm like, see, y'all need to go to Tierra and stop trying to, like, dig and find out her business and then bringing it to her. Because it's like, clearly, I think Tierra knows.
Yeah, she definitely knows.
She has to know. But it's like, I don't know, because the scenes for next episode is like, she don't know.
So. No, I don't think she knows them per se, but she probably, you know how if you're dating someone and it's kind of new, he may have some other chicks and you don't know who they are, but you kind of like, well, we ain't.
He said that about the wife, though. Like, the other one is like, okay, now we got somebody else in the picture. It's like, where is this coming from? Because remember, he was like, that's my ex and that's what it was.
In the past.
No longer dealing with each other, yeah.
But see, when the girl, Chewbacca, was talking about it, I feel like that's why I said it was game, because they're letting him, you know, wine and dine her, and then that's how they reel her in. So that's why I think it's like...
She said that's her husband, too. She was like, yeah, this is me and my husband's gym, and they were like, oh, okay.
Somebody said MDE stands for miserable, dusty, and and expired.
What did she say? Like, music does entertain or something like that?
Something
that's
corny. Like that.
That's weird. A dumb logo.
Ain't it? MDE, like, what? I thought it was, like, y'all, the whole trio's initials. I didn't know what it was. The whole sister wives' initials. I didn't know.
I don't know either. But let's get into, while we're here, After Buzzers, our network, produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, science fiction, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please, please, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz TV continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well, the other ones as well. Let us know how you did. Why am I saying that? Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN to talk. We just talking and talking and talking.
Yes. Ooh. I'm like, our live chat is actually going ahead today too, y'all. Shout out to our previous viewers from last week. What was it? It was Carl Walton. Mm-hmm. Thank you for always being a fan every Tuesday. And then the other one, B you had written down?
Was yeah, his name was Jimmy K. Ammons.
What's
yeah,
up, Jimmy?
Thank you for being a viewer. We have Cam Jackson in our chat. Andrew Malone says, hey, everyone. E. Giles said, did y'all notice Apple had on two different sets of earrings? We'll actually get to that. Cam said those hairstylists definitely got paid for doing fake hair. Yes. He also agrees that he thinks Tierra knew about this whole triangle. Yeah, everybody's saying like Amber, Amber and her voice, A1 and his wife, A1's brother and his wife are doing the most. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amber, Andrew actually said Amber has a song on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Really?
We'll have to look that up for next week.
We're going
to
look that up for next week for sure.
And he said he's actually surprised because the song was good.
Oh.
So, wow.
So, did Rockstar fix it up?
Yeah, auto-tune, lots of that.
He said auto-tune and a lot of
stuff. He wanted that other half of the 40, okay? He wanted to get the whole thing. So, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
Yes. AfterBuzz TV News. Our quick news and gossip. Going back to, what's his name? Hold on. E. Giles. Yes, we did notice Apple and her multiple changes on this episode. I don't know, Mona, you got this whole Ray J hat thing on a roll now. So, y'all, if you didn't catch it in last night's episode, Apple had on two different forms of a hairstyle. So, she had some two braids to the back, and then they were kind of like loose ponytails at the end. In one scene, she had a side part with the braids. In the next scene, she had a part down the middle. And then it was like, you know, an infamous little swoop to the side. And then the other ones were like her baby hairs were layered, y'all. So, and I did actually notice the two sets of earrings. So.
At least she kept her hair done.
Yeah, that's true. Lisa's actually done. And it looks like she has pretty hair.
It looks nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, her hair is actually really laid. In our next set of news, really quickly, y'all. Oh,
guess what I heard? So, you know, we've all seen Safari down there. And so, you know, he's been getting into it with Nicki Minaj. She's been shading him. And they always get into it when she got an album coming out.
I'm still in love.
And he says he's still winning because he's getting deals. He's getting book deals. He's getting penis deals. He has a new sex toy about to come out, a mold of his penis. How many ladies are going to buy that?
Not I.
Mm-mm, I wonder how much it's going to cost.
That's a question.
I just want the real thing. Safari, where you at, boo? Come up here.
I just kind of want to know how they're going to do it, though. Because, I mean, don't judge me, y'all. I've made a couple trips to the little hustler store, you know, a little toy store, whatever. But it's like, you can get a little regular little vibrator, or you can get some extensive thing that they have on, like, porn websites. So it's like, I wonder on the spectrum where his little vibrating toy is going to end up on at. It could be cheap at a little $10.99 thing or whatever, or it could be up to like almost like $200 for like a toy.
I wonder what size batteries it will be. Let's get into some predictions, y'all. Let's predict what's going to happen.
Oh my God. Now, you're after
Buzz TV. So what's going to happen? Because it's a lot going on.
These storylines, I'm telling you, they get worse and worse and worse as, like, the episodes go on. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how this... I live for A1 and Lyrica's, like, family drama. So I just want to see how the luncheon is going to continue when they come back. And how Safari is going to drop this bomb at the friends dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that face down between A1 and Safari. Because I'm just still so confused. It's like, you know, before I thought, you know, Safari wasn't making it up. And now I'm just like...
I'm so confused.
I'm so lost. I don't know.
I don't know. But I feel like A1 is going to find out that Safari got Lyrica pregnant. Ooh. But we're not going to find out next episode. We got to find out when she has the baby. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it is A1's. But everybody's saying he's not giving it to her, so how?
I was thinking the same thing. Did she get pregnant? It's like, how many? It's been like at least two episodes that this kind of fight has been happening. So what? That's already like 2.5-3 weeks that you guys haven't been intimate. And it's like, if she just found out what this happened like last month, but then it was like, didn't the whole thing with Safari happen last month? So it's like
And then the sister even said, yeah, you were texting me talking about A1 will never come home, he'll never give it to you. So
yeah, she's where was like you getting the fifth it? Person to say that
where'd you get the sperm, sis? Where's the sperm come from?
Good question.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can leave your predictions in the comment, like, subscribe, give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes.
Tune in next week. And my name is Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece or Twitter, Miss Convo Piece.
And I'm DJ. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Instagram at JananBo.
Yes. Thank you guys for tuning in also. And you can follow me on IG at @_KaylaRenee. Almost messed that up.
One of those days, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.